during a mass at St. Teresa Cathedral Sunday, visiting Vatican official Cardinal Michael Zeni said there has been little progress in South Sudan since Pope Francis' visit to the country in what was called an ecumenical pilgrimage of peace.
I repeat the Holy Father's message to civil authorities and diplomats in Juba, stressing the need for unity, reconciliation, cooperation, and peace. He evoked the Nile, the River Nile, to inspire a change in political will. He said, just as the Nile leaves its sources to begin its course, so the course of history will leave behind the enemies of peace and bring renown to those who are true peacemakers.
Pope Francis paid a historic visit to South Sudan in February last year. He traveled to Juba with the Bishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and Moderator General of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields, to encourage South Sudanese leaders to work for peace. Cardinal Zeni says his visit demonstrates the Vatican's continued solidarity with the South Sudanese. He urges political leaders to prepare the country for free and fair elections.
This is a critical moment in the political life of your country. As you prepare for general elections, please pray and work hard to ensure that they are fair, transparent and credible, nonviolent, inclusive and peaceful. To achieve this, there is groundwork to be done, putting into place needed infrastructures in the political sphere, preparing your minds and hearts for a possible transition.
Zeni says peaceful transfers of power demonstrate political maturity, good governance, and holistic development. The head of the Catholic Church in South Sudan, Cardinal Stephen Ameyu, says Zeni's visit comes at the right time as the country prepares for elections in December.
Your visit to South Sudan may change many attitudes of people, especially at this time when we are preparing to have election. There are still some Thomases who are still doubting whether the election will occur as is stipulated by the revitalized agreement. But we know that we have to prepare ourselves as a church to help our people to prepare themselves for this coming election.
Cardinal Zeni planned to meet with President Salva Kiir and other leaders to encourage them to prepare the country for a peaceful elections. He is scheduled to visit internally displaced persons in the Upper Nile state capital, Malakal, later this week. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.